Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America and Israel have shared Judeo-Christian values, and along with those shared values, we have shared common threats. We need to stand with Israel, and Liberty Counsel has been on the front lines of encouraging you and others around the country to stand with Israel and the Jewish people. And now we're taking many young people to Israel to encourage and strengthen the Christian faith and equip them to be goodwill ambassadors for Israel. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, if you talk to the leaders in Israel, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, or any other leader, they will always say that America and Israel share certain core values. It really is those Judeo-Christian values that were birthed in the land of Israel that ultimately shaped the West. It is no wonder why Israel is surrounded by several hundred million individuals outside of Israel, and the only tiny place within the Middle East that has a democratic, free society where Jews and Christians and Muslims have freedom of religion and can participate in their society is Israel. And those values undergird and gave birth to the United States of America. Going to Israel, understanding Israel, is a great way to understand our faith, and it's a great way to understand both ancient and modern Israel.
Yeah, Matt, you met a few years ago directly with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You and our friend Sean Akers, Dean of Liberty's Helms School of Government, you met with him directly, and he told you many of these things face-to-face. What was that meeting like when you met with him? And he shared his appreciation of the Christian community's dedication and commitment to the state of Israel, correct?
He did, yes. He was a very gracious individual. He gave us a great greeting at his office. We had a good conversation, and it was a very warm and friendly and easygoing give and take, back and forth between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and me as we're talking and sharing about not only our shared values, but about Christians in the United States and their support of Israel. But also at the time, it was the seminal idea of taking young people to Israel, which now has become Covenant Journey. And that Covenant Journey is a journey where we take young people to Israel for a cost of only $500, college-age students for $500. The rest of it is underwritten. And in 2015, we will have taken about 250 students of college age to Israel. Going into the next year, 2016, we'll be taking many, many more. Of course, that is based upon funding resources. But this was the vision that ultimately brought us to have this meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Why do we want to do this? Well, two reasons. Our millennial generation, or mosaics, however you want to classify them, those born from at least 1980 or mid-1980s onward, they are disconnecting with their faith. Their values, their worldview is not as strong. Their belief in objective truth is not as grounded. Their accepting of the scriptures is not as solid as the older generation. So after college, or I should say because of college, during college, oftentimes they disconnect with their faith. After high school and they move away from home, they become disconnected with their faith. And as a result of that, we're seeing significant concerning trends of our future generation in their commitment to their Christian faith and identity. But as a result of that, we also see that they're disconnecting with Israel. They not only no longer support Israel, they become somewhat anti-Israel. And so we believe that it's important to take people to Israel so you can actually connect with real land, real history, real people, where the faith foundation ultimately was created, where you can walk where the prophets walked and preached and wrote the scriptures, where the kings ruled, where Jesus was born, and where he lived his life. We're going to spend some time in Capernaum, where he did most of his ministry in the northern part by the Sea of Galilee. And then Jerusalem will follow that path that he walked during those last moments of his earthly life up till the time that he was resurrected again. So those are amazing experiences. It's a very spiritually oriented, in-depth experience. And when the students come back, their faith is ignited, and they, I think, are more connected and understand the scriptures better when they're reading the scriptures. And as a result of that, they also get introduced to not only ancient Israel and the biblical Israel, but also to modern Israel, to people who are currently there in Israel, Holocaust survivors, the IDF soldiers that are the same age as these young college students, and also to people who are in business and technology. So they see this amazing array of this country, and they come away with an appreciation of Israel, so they become goodwill ambassadors for Israel. The two go hand in hand, and the results that we had from our initial pilot program were so overwhelming that now we've been able to obtain funding to bring many, many more college students from around the country. So the criteria is a college-age student who is a Christian, who has leadership potential, and who has some level of support for Israel. And if you fall in that category, you can call us at 800-671-1776, or you can go to covenantjourney.com. That's the registration webpage where you can register for trips for either later this year or into 2016.
Yeah, Matt, that, what an amazing, and I know that students who have been on the pilot program on the initial Covenant Journey have said that it was literally a life-changing event. And, you know, when we learn things, oftentimes, if you learn something conceptually, you kind of get a two-dimensional view of history, of a place, of people. But by being there and experiencing it, the full context, the three-dimensional context of this, students can get a real feel and a real understanding of the ancient, the incredible ancient history of Israel, which is really the center of the spiritual universe, Matt. And they also can get an understanding of the tragic, of the horrific recent history of Israel with the Holocaust and the ongoing for thousands of years, though, persecution of the Jewish peoples. They can also get an understanding of the present of you know, isn't it ironic, Matt, that Israel, this tiny little nation of Israel, that in the all of the Arab world, the entire Middle East, the freest Muslims in all of the Middle East live in this little tiny nation, Jewish nation of Israel. Islam, a religion that seeks out to destroy, convert, or enslave all Christians and Jews, that these people, really the enemy to Judaism and to the Judeo-Christian worldview, would be the freest and at their freest in this tiny little nation of Israel. So these young people get an opportunity to learn about this and to see it all and experience it all firsthand, which embeds it in their heart and soul in a way that you can't understand without actually being there.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you look at all the 300 or so million people that live in the Arab Muslim countries around Israel, there's no religious freedom there. People are being persecuted, they're losing their lives because they're Christians. Even people who are Muslims that are either Sunni or Shia, depending upon the different country, they're losing their lives at the hands of other Muslims. And certainly Jews are not protected there. But in Israel, they can all live in the same small land, no bigger than the state of New Jersey, and they have religious freedom. They have the ability to participate in society. Well, what's the difference? It's the values that come from the scripture, those Judeo-Christian values that make the difference in Israel. It is those values that went throughout Europe and ultimately landed here on the shores of the United States of America, and it is those values on which America was founded. We share same Judeo-Christian values with Israel and the Jewish people there, and we also share the same kind of threats. You know, the radical Islamists, they want the Jews dead, and they want the Christians dead. So we need to stand with Israel. I encourage you, not only if you're a college student, to go on one of these trips, but if you're an adult. We also have programs for adults as well that are not in college. For more information, visit lc.org. For me, everything comes together in Israel. My faith, the grounding of my faith, understanding the scriptures, that all is enlivened. It becomes like in color, if you will, in Israel. And the whole political, geopolitical controversy, the whole issue with Islam in the West, all of that becomes very clear when you're in Israel. So there is a great way to stand with Israel But there's nothing better than standing in Israel to strengthen your faith and equip you to be a goodwill ambassador for Israel. For more information, call Liberty Counsel. You can order our Patriots Handbook series. One of those is on reasons to support Israel. You can also become part of our Christians in Defense of Israel. That's an organization that we have specifically focused on Israel, Christians in Defense of Israel. Call Liberty Counsel today or go to lc.org and ask for more information about Christians in Defense of Israel.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.